Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
It's all brought to you by Downeast Graphics and Printing on the Washington Junction Road in Ellsworth. And one of the cool things they do, they have this massive printer. They can do these yard signs. So whether it's, let's say you have a company that you paint and you want those signs to put in somebody's yard saying, look at this job done by so-and-so painting, or yard sales or whatever. I mean, it's one of the many things they do at Downeast Graphics and Printing.
They are truly awesome.
Hmm.
And here today on City Scene, we welcome Ellsworth City Manager Charlie Pierce to our community studio, and we've got some listener questions for him. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning. Great to be here on this April 1st, April Fool's Day. I will save your listeners. I had a good one planned for April Fool's, but I'm going to maybe next year. Maybe next year. I just wanted to crash cars, but Amy and I had worked on something, but we're going to pivot a little bit. Glad to get some questions. I know when we started this segment, we were hoping we get a lot more, so please keep them coming.
Yeah, Timothy gave us a few questions last week. So the first one is, why is there no sidewalk continuing down the hill on Oak Street, Main Street?
Yeah, well, thank you for that question, Timothy. And sidewalks is a big focus of the team in Ellsworth as we look to our 10-year capital improvement planning projects. You can look in a previous city council workshop, we actually did a presentation from our street scan effort and sidewalk scans. We analyzed every stitch of sidewalk that we have to get a condition assessment, putting together a plan to really make the city a lot more walkable and navigable, which is one of the great parts about it being in Ellsworth. So that's one part of it, is to fix the sidewalks that we have.
And there's the other question from Timothy is, why doesn't Ellsworth have its own fireworks show?
You know, this is a great one. You know, it's one of the sad things for me, too. I love fireworks. One of those reasons, I think, is budget constraints. You know, we're just getting through a budget cycle. I've said no to just about everything, and the budget's still up 7% right now, so we're working to get it down. So really, this is a year that, you know, I'm not looking to necessarily add those types of things. We did just add a Parks and Rec director to do this type of thing. I reached out to him on this subject. You know, the city has historically had some displays for the Fire and Ice Festival in February. And, you know, the 4th of July is one of those things. We can't do it at the harbor because there's restrictions, and not just parking restrictions for the people down there, but, you know, where it's at wouldn't necessarily be a good place. So there has been launchings of fireworks in the high school softball field. There are several surrounding communities that display fireworks in the 4th, Bar Harbor, Winter Harbor, Stonington, Bangor. But it's something for consideration in the future. I know we really want to amp up our offerings for city residents in this category. Eel festivals, you know, something that I think would be great. It was actually a tip from the main office of tourism. Eel is such a unique thing here in Ellsworth, and I could see that adding in this kind of off-season as well.
All right. If you've got questions for a future episode of City Scene, send them to paul@star977.com. And we're just getting started because Charlie's got more coming up in part two next.
Yeah.
City Scene continues on Star 97.7.
All presented by Downeast Graphics and Printing in Ellsworth.
Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
All presented by Downeast Graphics and Printing in Ellsworth. If you need business cards, rack cards, you need book binding, you want signs, I mean, they really do it all. You want to help out with direct mailing and flyers, they will help you at Downeast Graphics and Printing.
The manager of Maine's fastest growing city is with us right now, Charlie Pierce, the city manager for Ellsworth, and that's actually something you want to address in this segment, Charlie, right?
Yeah, you know, I know I talked earlier about the place we're at with taxes right now and trying everything I can just to say no to things and get things down, but, you know, when you have employee benefit costs increased by $500,000 in a single year, collective bargaining increases, I mean, we start off the budget cycle with things that we, you know, debt service increases on the roads that we built last year.
And there's certain things you have no control over. You know?
You're basically $800,000 in the hole to start. you know, and that's fortunately, though, I think unlike a lot of rural communities in Maine and in America, you know, we actually have a fair amount of new tax base growth in the city. And I think that's one of the things that can really help as the fastest growing city in Maine. There's been a few things that I've fact checked about Ellsworth. It's 2 years today as my as city manager. One of the things that didn't turn out to be true, at least so far as my research showed, was as Ellsworth is the largest municipality in Maine. Caribou actually beats us as a city just by a little bit. I think Allegash, which isn't a city, is even in largest coastal landmass in New England. Second largest, second only to Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but the fastest growing city in Maine checks. There's a Down East Magazine article about it in the decennial census from 2010 to 2020 had Ellsworth as the fastest growing as a percent of population. Ellsworth has gone by almost 37%. It's 26% higher than the Maine average.
Wow.
It's an enormous increase and growing. I think I looked at the state records. It looks like May is when they're going to come out with their next town estimates and city estimates. So we'll see if that holds together as the fastest growing. But it's not just population growth. We've had a $700 million increase in valuation over the past really 4 years. You know, that's an incredible growth, and that really helps offset, the growing cost of things for the taxpayer. You know, there actually is around $700,000 to $800,000 in new tax-based growth that comes out. I had used ChatGPT to do some statistical analysis of our new permits, almost 900 new permits for last year,
wow.
2025, and you see that in real time, right? The new Hilton Home to Suites. Coyote dealership up near the town line that's almost fully built. The Coyote or the Kubota dealership that's coming in. We had, I think it was 50 permits for new housings pulled, 34 new houses built, plenty of single family homes, multi units, hundreds of housing units in development. So
we're growing.
Right. Business is growing, and good to be in a city that's growing like that to help broaden that tax base.
All right, Charlie, thanks for being here today, and happy second anniversary.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, this is City Scene, brought to you by Down East Graphics and Printing, 477 Washington Junction Road in Ellsworth, where service and quality matter.